While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Where does the creator of the universe send his son? Where does the Prince of Peace make his entrance? A barn, a stable, a manger of all places. Certainly no place fit for a king. But then again, this was no ordinary king. The Savior is born in a stable. So there are animals and animal stuff, manure, mud, a pitiful place for a human, much less the King of Kings. So why? Why would he do that? Because the shepherd was coming to care for his sheep, to make a way for his sheep. And that's what shepherds do. They live where the sheep are. They eat where they eat, and they sleep where they sleep. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. You ever thought about that sign? Sign for what? Maybe it is a sign that Jesus is accessible to everyone. Maybe it's a sign that the God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills can relate to a homeless person. That God will have nothing to do with the social status of mankind. Either way, it's a sign for all of us to go and do likewise. You see, later, Paul would write these words, that you should have the same attitude as Jesus Christ, who, being in the nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he humbled himself. He made himself nothing, becoming a servant, coming in human likeness. The Creator, who had been served since before the dawn of time, stepped out of heaven to become a servant. Who does that? The God who's laid in a manger. A messy feeding trough. Yeah. Why such a messy place? Because he came to save messy people. So, that first Christmas was dirty, grimy, filthy. It was messy. But thank God it was. Because without it, what a mess we'd be in.
Hello, friends. Welcome to online worship. Say hello to other friends in the chat. I am so glad that you are here. Hey, that video we just saw reminds us in a fresh way that what happened on that first Christmas was messy. Post messy in the chat. The actual scene when Jesus was born looks a lot more like that messy barn than the clean little manger in our nativity scenes at home, or depicted in the Christmas cards that we receive in the mail. The birth that took place in that messy barn on the outskirts of Bethlehem was anything but a clean and sanitary sight. As beautiful as a new birth is, a bit of messiness goes with eventually seeing and holding that precious new baby. Remember this, Jesus did come to get messy. If you've had the privilege of being in the birthing room when a baby was born, you probably can testify that the miracle of childbirth comes with sounds, sights, smells, and different sensations that can be described at times as a bit messy. After growing in a womb for 9 months, there is a cleanup process that always takes place when a baby makes their arrival on delivery day. The arrival of a baby is messy. you know who got invited into the middle of the birth mess when Jesus was born? Not only Joseph, who helped Mary through the beautiful mess of the birth, but also the shepherds shortly after the baby Jesus arrived. If one word was used to describe shepherds in the first century, it would undoubtedly be messy. Shepherds were messy people with messy lives. The shepherds were the roughnecks and the wrong kind of crowd who were anything but sanitized and saintly. Regardless, the angels invited them to come close to the birthplace of the manger, where the long-awaited Messiah was finally born. Speaking of messy lives, I ran across a few interesting letters from children to Santa Claus. One read, "Dear Santa, last year you didn't leave me anything good. The year before last, you didn't leave me anything good. This year is your last chance, Alfred." Come on, Alfred. That's a little rough. That's a little messy. Another letter. "Dear Santa, in my house, there are three boys. Richard is 2, Jeffrey is 4, Norman is 7. Richard is good sometimes, Jeffrey is good sometimes, Norman is good all the time. Signed, Norman." Come on, Norman. Sounds a bit suspicious. We all know what it is to have a bit of a mess as part of our lives. Hello? And yet, if the messy shepherds were invited in to see the newborn King Jesus, then it must mean messy people like you and me also have a shot at being close and drawing near to Jesus as we open our lives to the wonder of Christmas. Our imperfect and sometimes messy lives do not disqualify us as people who can encounter Jesus, the Messiah. He is the one who came to get messy, and He invites all of us to draw near to Him this Christmas. The writer of Hebrews says it like this from our text today, Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 14. "Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find help in the time of need." This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I love those words from Hebrews. Because Jesus is our great high priest who knows us and has gone to heaven before us, Jesus invites us to come close to Him to help us in the middle of our mess. He was tempted just as we are. He was tempted to get tangled up in the same kinds of sinful messes we find ourselves in, but He never let the mess invade His perfect life. He knows where we are and how to get us out of our messes. The Apostle Paul writes about this extensively in his various letters. One place in his letter to the Romans talks about how Jesus came to save us from our mess because He loved us so much. Paul writes in Romans 5, 6 through 9, "For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. This passage is talking about the big mess we were in with God due to the sin in our lives that had so entangled us and messed everything up. However, Jesus loved us so much that even while we were in the biggest sin mess we could ever create for ourselves, Christ came from heaven to earth and was born so that ultimately he could one day die in our place on the cross. This ultimate act of love took care of the sin mess that was running rampant in our lives and throughout the world. He made a way back to wholeness and single-handedly cleaned up our mess once and for all. Eugene Peterson says it like this: when we sin and mess up our lives, we find that God doesn't go off and leave us. Instead, he enters into our trouble and he saves us. This is part of the wonder of Christmas that started at the birth in Bethlehem and culminated on the cross at Calvary. Jesus loved us so much that he chose to come close in the middle of our mess. I don't know about you, but my spiritual life is not always clean and sparkling. At times, it's actually pretty sullied and messy. And yet, when we read the Gospels and we look at his life, we see Jesus wants to get close to messy people like you and me. Remember what they said about him? He hangs out with prostitutes and outcasts and sinners. Jesus actually came to meet us in the middle of our mess. One of the high privileges I have is to see Jesus change the lives of messy people. Post change in the chat. A guy named Matt, not his real name, was delivered from an addiction to drugs. And I saw him eventually get married and eventually have 5 kids. All her life, Melinda, not her real name, had shame and low self-worth. But I saw Jesus give her new hope and a new relationship with him and herself. She rediscovered her self-esteem and was restored over time to her family. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, pornography, whether it's low self-esteem, hopelessness, shame, Jesus is the one who knows all about our messes and comes to help us anyhow. He is the one who welcomes you in the midst of your messy life. It is part of the wonder of Christmas to realize Jesus is not afraid of our messy spirituality. What is true about many of our lives is that messy spirituality is an accurate description of the Christianity we are living, and yet few of us admit. However, it is such a relief when we realize the truth that Jesus is not repelled by our lives, no matter what kind of mess they may be in, or how inadequate we may feel. No amount of mess can discourage Jesus from loving us fully. He came to get messy because he knew that is where we were in our lives, right in the middle of a mess of sin. Regardless, he doggedly pursues us in the face of it all with love bigger than whatever mess we find ourselves in. The psalmist talks about God pursuing us no matter how much mess we may be living in and experiencing in our messed up lives. Psalm 23:6 says this: surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That verse reminds us is that no matter how much of a mess our life may be in today, there is still a great wonder to behold this Christmas. The reason is because the God we are celebrating, who was born in a manger as our Savior, Jesus, is the one who came from heaven to earth to show us the way to new life. He is the God who continues pursuing us in the middle of our mess with His goodness and His mercy and His grace. It is what Jesus described about the Good Shepherd going, remember, after the one lost sheep that found itself in a real mess when it got separated from the rest of the flock by wandering off. Jesus asked the question in Matthew 18, what do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go look for the one that wandered off? And then he says in Matthew 18:13, and if he finds it, I truly tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. The Good Shepherd, Jesus, was talking about pursuing the one sheep that was in a mess because it had wandered off. And he was pursuing that one with goodness and mercy and love in his heart and mind. This Christmas, you and I just need to slow down long enough in our wanderings to let his goodness and mercy and love catch up with us. If we choose to put our messy lives into His holy hands, we can have confidence based on all that is written about Jesus in the Bible, that He specializes in dealing with our mess in such a way that He knows how to make something new and beautiful and clean out of it. Jesus is all about giving people a fresh start in life when they trust Him. Perhaps this Christmas you just need a fresh start with Jesus. Maybe you need to go back to where it began in the Christmas story and reconnect with that simple, simple truth. God came as an innocent baby to save us from the mess of our lives in this world. Mary gave birth to Jesus, who as the Son of God would grow up to make way for the forgiveness of our sins and new life with the living God. The baby born in Bethlehem grew up into a man who lived a perfect life, and he went all the way from the manger to the cross to deliver us from the mess of our sin. Anyone who admits the mess that their sin has caused, who believe in the Savior named Jesus, and who call on His name as the one who is our deliverer, can have a fresh start this Christmas. Jesus is the Savior who meets us in our mess, because that is the reason He was born. He came to get messy. If you need to experience the wonder of Christmas, today is the perfect time to ask Jesus to meet you in your mess and give you a clean heart, a fresh start. I hope you'll take that step today. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, amazing Lord, we marvel at the details of the Christmas story. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, Jesus, born in an animal stable and laid in a feeding trough, a manger. It was quite a messy scene. Why did you have it unfold like that? Probably so all of us could identify. The truth is, we all have messy lives, even if we try to hide them. And you entered into our world to set us free from the mess in exchange for new life. Wow, that is a wonderful gift. Yes, Today is the perfect time to ask Jesus to meet you in your mess and give you a clean heart, a new start. If you need that today, simply pray, "Yes, Lord Jesus, you know about my mess, but today I want to trust you to give me a clean heart, a new heart. I believe you went to the cross for me, paid the price for my mess, my sins. Right now, I receive your forgiveness, your Holy Spirit. I thank you for your love and sacrifice for me and choose to follow you." And you say, "In Jesus' name I pray, amen." Hey, amen. If you prayed that prayer, hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. I hope you'll tell somebody about your decision. I hope you'll let me know about it. Hey, for all of us today, if you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We want to hear from you. Thank you again for your generosity, your ongoing gifts are helping us to reach our community and our world for Jesus and His kingdom. Go online, use the app or the website anytime. You can make your stewardship 2023 estimates online too. We need everyone's help to reach our ministry goals in the new year. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Remember this, Jesus is the one who entered our messy world in order to save us from our sins and shortcomings. He loves us that much. Who do you know that needs this life-changing love and salvation from Jesus?
You know, I just found out that my toaster isn't waterproof.
It isn't?
No, I was shocked.
How much would you give up for your faith? This month, the All Ears Music Appreciation Society will see the 20th century masterpiece, Dialogues of the Carmelites, based on historical events. Join us in the movie room, popcorn and refreshments provided.
Christ Church has been cooking and serving meals at the Day Center for the Homeless for over 30 years. Come join us on the first Wednesday in January to celebrate our long-standing relationship with the Day Center. We're going to be collecting men's boxers and women's underwear. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
We are so looking forward to all of the wonderful holiday plans this year. Our New Year's Day service will have Micah Oval leading worship and Youth Director Ethan Watt preaching. Make plans to attend and be part of the Christ Church community in 2023. It's a great resolution.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.